Bava Metzia, second chapter, Mishnah base. For Elo Chayv Lahachri, so continuing from the last Mishnah, what are items that always have to be announced? If you find these items, you would have to announce them so the owners can come and claim them. Matz opposite, the opposite case is the same examples, but with slight new variation from the first Mishnah. Matz Aperos Bekli, you found fruit in a vessel, which would then be able to be identified. O Kli Kumois Shehu, or an empty vessel. Ma'os Bekis, O kis kamoshahu, or money in a bag or an empty bag. Tziburi peros, piles of fruit. Or tziburi ma'os, piles of money, which seems, looks like someone's carefully piled it and put it in that place. Shlosha matba'os zeh al gav zeh, or three coins, one on top of the other. Krichos bishus hayachid, small sheaves in the private domain. So it clearly belongs to somebody. The kikorish habala bayis, or homemade loaves of bread, which aren't going to be as uniform and as identifiable, not indistinguishable as would be factory-made bread. The gizet semach halakuchos mi beis ha'uman, or wool shearings that come from the craftsman shop. Kadei yayin ve kadei shemen, jugs of wine and jugs of oil. Elu chayov lahachris, these items must be announced because there are identifying marks on all of them, and the common denominator is where you can identify, then you have to announce. However, Mishnah Gimel continues. Matzah acha hagapa o acha hagoda, if you found behind a fence or a hedge, gozolos mekusharim, pigeons tied together, oi bishvilin shibasaldos, or on footpaths in the field, harizat lo yigabahen, you may not come and touch them. That clearly, someone's put them there for a moment and is going to come and take them back. And if the person finding them will just come and take them, you're going to cause a loss to the owner of those things, so leave it alone. So you haven't got here 100% clarity that they belong to someone and that's identifiable, but that's the assumption here. Matzah kli ba'ashpa, if you found an object in the rubbish dump, im mechusa, and it was covered up, lo yigabo, don't touch it, because clearly it's been hidden to come back to pick up later. Im megula, if it was just left exposed, no telemachris. You should take it and declare it. Maybe someone will come along and identify it. Now, the different types of dumps might have been used in those times. Talking about here, one where you're not used to going to outdoor toilets, because clearly in that case, it's been dumped there and to be got some rid of. So it's one where you might have left something for temporarily. Again, we have to try and understand the context of how people were living in those days and where people might have left their items. We're not talking about big cities in those times. So obviously it's smaller locations. People might have been more creative where they left their items. Matzah begal o bekosal yashon. If you found it in a pile of stones or in an old wall, hari elu shelo, in that case, the items belong to him. Again, there's a lack of clarity as to who the object belongs to. It's not obvious who it belongs to. And the owner, his claim that it's his, is quite a weak claim. And the finder can say, it's been here for ages, and look what I found. Matzah bakotel chadash, you found it in a new wall. Mechetsho v'lachutz, so depending. If it's on the inside, towards the outside, shelo, belongs to him. But mechetsho v'lifnim, shabal abayis. If it's more internal, so further into the wall, then it belongs to the owner of that property. He said that obviously he must have stored it there for safekeeping. If this property had been rented out to other people, even if it's inside the home, then it belongs to the finder of the object. End of Mishnah Gimel.